The meeting of the Port of Port Townsend is called to order at 9:30 a.m. Good morning and welcome to our first monthly meeting for Wednesday, May 11th, 2022. I am your chair, Commissioner Petronic, District 1, and along with Commissioner Hasse, District 2, and Commissioner Hinkey, District 3, who are both joining us via remote. The rest of us are here at the Port Townsend Yacht Club, meeting in person. Did we say the pledge now? Twice. Okay.
No, not this morning.
Okay.
Just the afternoon.
All right. So our agenda today is the seasonal 75-ton boatyard rates. We have a full crew here to start us off with discussion.
Yeah, so this is on the agenda at the commission's request from last month's workshop. What you have in the packet is really the same materials that were presented last time. My understanding is the commission desired to have some follow-up discussions. We don't really have anything else to add, but are all here to answer questions and participate as requested.
Great. Okay.
And I guess maybe if it's helpful just to frame the discussion, you know, where we are today is that no action from the commission means that the seasonal rate in the 75-ton yard is will have sunsetted as of the end of last month. So the current rate card has no discount going into the fall 2022-2023 season. So no action, or excuse me, end of March. No action, and the discount goes away. If the commission desires to have a discount, whatever shape it may be, then action will be required in the form of a modification to the rate card.
Right.
And
on page 5 of 5 in our report package, you have listed your observations and potential responses to consider, and there's 5 potential responses to consider, and it's open for information and discussion only.
We're looking for direction from the commission, so if you do want to take action, we can prep something and have it on your regular agenda, probably for May 25th. I would think, or certainly by your first June agenda.
Okay, great. Well, I have some items to discuss, but I want to open it up to my fellow commissioners first.
You want to go ahead, Pete?
Yeah, sure. I'll just jump in because I'll be quick. I think from the last discussion of the previous workshop, my feeling is that I guess I would rather see the seasonal rate discount a sunset. I would like to remind the commission and staff that it would be good to look at some of the other rates, particularly Port of Everett. And I think we were looking at, in the last meeting, you know, we kind of had our tablets going and we were just comparing rates, and it seemed like the daily storage rate, is that right, Aaron, was a little high compared to what Everett might be in. And also we talked a little bit about adjusting how we determine what our rates are to bring them more in line to the other ports. And I can't quite remember how that worked, but it seems like we use, does anybody know? Because I'm really not... I don't remember what that was, but it seemed like how we determined daily storage was different from how other ports determine it. And we kind of made the discussion that let's try and bring that into alignment, ourselves into alignment with the other ports, which would make, and then we could also bring the rates more into alignment as well.
Right.
I remember that discussion as well, Pete, and I neglected to mention that when I was speaking with you, Aaron, yesterday, just that having the comps of rates, if there was any way to do apples to apples in terms of what other boatyards like ours or remotely like ours are charging, and also how they define that, what's storage, what's daily rate, what's, you know, how that works. But I feel too that while it's great to have a boatyard full, it's not great to have a boatyard where things are static, not moving, because we have people staying longer than allows for a greater flow of other vessels being able to use our port, and therefore our marine trades being able to serve them. So I'm with Pete regarding feeling like the idea to sunset our current seasonal discount might be in order. But Pam, I also know that you've been a big champion of that. And so if we were to be persuaded that we might still need one, I think of two things. One is on the list here, considering shorter time frame for seasonal rate or a smaller percentage off. But I'm feeling that we might really not want to set up a new seasonal rate until we see how it works to not have a seasonal rate. And by that I mean, is our boatyard still full? Are we still then able to serve the people that want to do longer term projects, but are actually working on their boats, as well as serving people that want to come in for a shave and a haircut? Okay.
Thank you. Yesterday, did a KPTZ interview, and part of it was remembering Commissioner Herb Beck. And I forgot to mention that the last time he ran in 2009 for his, I think he was running for his 10th term, he was running against Leif Erikson. And at the forum, campaign forum, the main topic was yard rates. So 2009. I found an article that was interesting from around that time, and that was regarding the schooner Martha, and she was celebrating her 100th year, and she was looking at bringing the boat to the Shipwrights Co-op for the fourth haul out, and doing a lot of long-term, thinking about the long-term restoration projects for the future. They made a decision to move to Port Townsend and keep the boat here full-time from Lake Union, where they had had it before, because our rates were 25 cents compared to 75 cents at Lake Union. So we have had, we've been able to enjoy Schooner Martha and Robert DRC for many, many years, and all of their contributions because of a yard rate decision. So I just thought that was a fun bit of news. But the things that I wanted to consider regarding our yard, outside of rates, overall, number one is customer service. And just creating an ongoing communications regarding scheduling, regarding, keeping track of data systems to ease the time and burden on not only the customers, but the staff. And then prioritizing the do-it-yourselfers and the marine trades over storage, long-term storage. So number one is customer service, regardless of rates. And I know that as a business owner, the past couple of years has been out of character, unprecedented in the surge of demand for certain things. So we have had to change our business practices greatly. And I've just found that no matter what, customer service is primo, because we want to, whether we can meet the demand or not, we want to keep and show our customers how we're moving forward. And then number two is that I consider for yard rates is the storage, where boats are not being worked on. And to move those boats out of the prime locations. So whether that's along the fence line, but just get those dead boats out of the regular marine trades work area. And then I've got 8 points. My third point is that we have had winning rates. I like winning. I was a sailboat racer. And what I mean by winning rates is each year, when we look at our revenues, each year, our haul out and our yard revenues have grown. That's pretty exciting. And that's success. Number four, my fourth point is to keep our client base. And when I think of our client base, I think of our fishing boats, I think of our work boats, I think of our moorage tenants being able to haul out, local areas being able to haul out, and repeat customers from surrounding ports and marinas. And my fifth consideration is that we have a boatyard expansion, two huge boatyard expansions for the first time in our history in a very long time. And we've got 2 years of jetty disruptions. So I just want to make sure that we keep our customer base and that we don't price or shrink our customer pool. And my sixth point is to consider the bubble of economically that we're in. I was just glancing through some news headlines, and some of them were, be strongly committed to restoring price stability as markets have been volatile throughout the year. Another bullet headline, stay stable in turbulent times. And turbulence, meaning the lockdowns in China, creating supply chain, the closing and reopening of economies, the war in Ukraine, other volatilities is the economy is already slowing. That was a headline. The CPI is shifting from purchasing goods to services. And those services that are excelling right now are the airlines, the restaurants, the hotels. We've got rising interest rates, the biggest hike in 20 years. We've got rising inflation. And then we've got what's called stagflation, which is the price of the dollar rising versus what it takes to earn a dollar. And we want those people who are earning dollars to come here. The profits and liquidity are tightening. You can think of the stock market there. So that's kind of regionally, globally, but thinking about economics with our port, our last port high economic time was 2006, and then it fell. And it kind of fell with the overall economy. And we know it was happening in 2006. That was the housing bubble burst. And my seventh point is consider CPI plus 1%. And that is one of our potential considerations, potential responses to consider on page 5. And The second consideration is to limit the seasonal rate to 5 rather than 6 months. So, and to have those work rates apply per haul out, not be applied automatically year after year, tied to the vessel. And then my eighth point is when we made these, when the Port Commission approved seasonal rates in 2018, the motion was that any changes needed to go to the Port Townsend Marine Trades Association with a 60-day notice for response. And so my recommendation is that we, is that based upon page 5, that we continue our to consistently raise rates, commensurate with the CPI, and as noted in the 2018 motion, CPI plus 1%. Now, what is the CPI this year? Isn't it averaging around 5%?
Well, this month was 8.3%.
But we need, do we do the average per year?
That's an annualized rate as of this month. So last month, it was what, 8.5?
Yeah.
So it dropped 0.2 from the one month to the next. Mm-hmm. We normally use about June. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we usually use a June over June measurement.
Which
we won't see till August.
So the motion in 2018 said CPI plus 1%. It said any changes outside of that needed to go to the Port Townsend Marine Trades Association with a 60-day notice. They had a meeting the day before our last workshop. Their next meeting is, let me see if I wrote it down. Well, May 11th. Wait a minute, that's today. I think it's May 12th. I don't know, it's after this workshop.
Can I make a couple comments? Didn't we have this discussion in February? Wasn't this on the agenda in February? I mean, we've been talking about this rate discount, I think, for over 4 months, actually.
Well, last fall is when this discussion started because it was implicated in the rate cards. So the decision, action was taken with rate card adoption last fall.
Right. I'm just kind of going to your point, Pam, of a 60-day notice. This discussion's been going on a lot longer than the last 30 days between these two workshops in terms of whether or not we're going to keep the rates going or not.
I understand that it's that a change, we have not made a decision to change it. And once we make a decision to change it, it needs to go. The Marine Trades Association needs to have 60 days. So and that's working, that shows that we're working in collaboration with them. If there wasn't a change based outside of the 1% plus CPI, then there wouldn't need to be a 60-day notice.
So you probably would hear from both the lawyers at the table that is something the commission is welcome to do, but does not have to do. Your predecessors don't have the power to restrict your discretionary acts of the future.
Yeah, so. I understand that. And I think that it has to do with process. So I would emphasize a collaborative process rather than the rule.
Well, I guess
I would strongly, can I just make a comment, Pam? I would really strongly disagree with that comment that, you know, you're actually advocating anarchy with that comment. And so policy, resolution, and then process or process first, then policy, then resolution. And, you know, if the commission did not vote on this by resolution, then we are not bound to do it. And I think to just say, well, it sounds good and it feels good, so let's do it, is analogous to a lot of confusion. And it's really important that as a special purpose district, we maintain the rules, and I'm sure the lawyers are going to be nodding their heads, that are agreed upon and codified in the Constitution, state Constitution.
What I'm wondering about is, I'm all for collaborating or communicating with our constituents. And when it comes to this boatyard rate, seasonal boatyard rate that will directly affect our marine tradespeople, we definitely want their input. But I'm remembering that there was not a consensus of the Marine Trades Association regarding the seasonal rate or the rate adjustments, which, and correct me if I'm wrong here, we're not talking about rate adjustments. All we're talking about right now is whether we continue to sunset or to leave the seasonal rate discount sunsetted. And if not, then we need to understand what that seasonal rate is, and we need to communicate with our customers what the new seasonal rate might be if we decide to keep one. So can I get some clarification on that? Is that not where we're at in this discussion? We're just looking at seasonal rates, and right now they're sunsetted, and unless we implement or reinstate the seasonal rates, they are gone for this year. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
We're not talking about any other yard rates here beyond the seasonal rate, right? With the potential of adjusting storage rates. Is that the other thing that we're really trying to sort right now?
Well, my sense is the commission has kind of asked some peripheral questions about, you know, market rates and other yards. And, you know, it touches on the question of yard use and storage rates and some of our other, you know, policies. But, you know, those are all, you know, kind of discretion of the commission topics to pick up. What we're really following up on is the seasonal yard rate discussion from the budget time when we didn't have consensus, and, you know, the decision was made to pull it from the card, and then, you know, follow up in, I think we said sort of late winter, early spring. And so that's where we're at, is that follow-up piece.
Got it. So one last question then, and this might go to you, Pam. Regarding the seasonal yard rate, was your understanding from the PTMTA that there was not consensus on that, but they're fully informed that we're considering it?
They are not fully informed, and they have not fully informed us. They need to have a board meeting based upon,
based on what?
PTMTA has not made any kind of recommendation beyond what they sent to us a while ago, and that was being part of the discussion. They sent to us a list of, and I don't have it here in front of me. Let me see. Hold on. Let's see if I do. Yard rates discussion, February and March 2022. In support of collaboration, they noted some key themes for seasonal rates. Key themes regarding rates. I read those at a meeting. For example, increases should be incremental, incentivize trade-driven work, The port has an excellent baseline report in hand, the 2018 Marine Trades Produce Yard Rate Study. Keep the Port of Port Townsend realistic, competitive, prosperous. Scheduling methods need to have a closer look. Loyalty, you know, they made several contributions to the discussion.
Understood. So it sounds to me, what I would like to see is that 2000 yard rate study updated just for our edification and going forward when it comes time to adjust any rates. So what I'm hearing, Pam, is they didn't have direct input on a seasonal rate sunsetting. And I'm also hearing that you would like to get some feedback from them before we make a final decision. Am I hearing that correctly?
Yes, if it's outside of incremental rates, incremental increases. I mean, we're not bound.
Can I make a comment?
I understand we're not bound by any kind of law or policy or.
Just the timing of the future.
Yeah,
this commission's free to act how it chooses.
But I also do feel bound to being as collaborative as we can be. And if we said we were going to do something and it's possible to do it, then we should move towards each other.
Just a couple of comments.
Mr. Hanke, and then Deputy Director Eric.
In all of the discussion that we've had today, and actually I would posit that all of the discussion we've had to date about seasonal rates, there has not been a contributive point made as to why to continue seasonal rates. It's not going to fill the yard more than it already is. The yard is full. Short of that, I guess I really have to call into question, what is a good reason to maintain seasonal rates? It's hard on staff. Any kind of, we're going to pick out boats that have been here longer, or we're going to try and keep tabs on how projects are going, and we're going to limit boats to a certain amount of time. And I mean, all of those requests are really going to put a lot of pressure on staff, which is already burdened trying to keep up with the workload that they have in front of them. So I'm kind of steering the conversation back to, unless there's a really good reason to maintain seasonal rates, why not just have a rate? I don't care what the rate is, but let's have just a rate. It's the, keep it simple acronym. And I don't mind that. I would like to see us reclassify our rates so they're more in line with like Port of Everett or Port Angeles. But I just have not, unless there's some overarching reason that I'm not understanding or seeing, I have not seen a good reason to maintain seasonal rates. So I don't mind PTMTA weighing in. I think they've certainly had ample time over the last 6 months to discuss this. They've certainly known that we've been discussing it. It's in, there's a representative, there's a PTMTA representative on every meeting. So I know that they're watching and listening, and we have not seen them weigh in public comment in any great form or fashion as to how they feel about the seasonal rates. So again, I guess I'm a little concerned that we're in May and we need to have this established at some point before we get into fall. I really kind of don't want to see this drag out for a long period of time. And the other last point I'll make is there's two points actually, but if we take out seasonal rates and we find that there's a lot of, customers are complaining and the yard thins out, we're watching that. I mean, we're watching that really carefully now because of the 2016, 17, 18 years. And we can change it. We can go back. We can fix something. We can lower rates. So I think we're really kind of shooting ourselves in the foot to not give this a whack and see what happens if we disregard seasonal rates. And my final point is the CPI plus one. And this is kind of directed at you, Abigail. I am having this argument right now with the Port of Edmonds. CPI plus one is a 10% increase every year. And I think ports in the entire region have to justify why they need a 10% increase every year in order to replace assets that are being used. That is unjustified. And if you look at it over a five-year period, you are talking about raising a rate over 50%. And I think we really need to be careful as we move forward on this CPI plus one, because it is going to really start hurting tenants and it's going to bite us in the butt. And I mean that emphatically, if we're not careful on what we do with these rate increases. I'm done. Thanks.
Thank you. Eric?
Just a brief point of information. You know, the memo that's presented in your packet this morning is identical to the one that was reviewed in April. And the PTMTA had provided comments, including sort of the cover memo with the key themes identified in advance of your April workshop. We, as at a staff level, reviewed those comments very carefully and tried to incorporate some of those ideas in the potential, you know, paths forward that were identified on page 5 of the memo. So just want you to know that the concerns voiced by the PTMTA have been registered at the staff level and are reflected in the staff work presented to you.
No wonder those suggestions look so good. I'm going for number one and number two.
Well, they're presented with a certain clarity and cogence here.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric. I will be sure and make sure that they understand that that our staff has incorporated those suggestions.
Well, I would just like to say that I have yet to hear a strong argument for continuing the seasonal rates. I've heard a lot more concerns about how to get rid of the people who abuse the seasonal rates and the strain that it is on staff, and the fact that while there might be a handful of those seasonal rate people who are in long-term projects that benefit the marine trades, in general, those long-term projects are keeping other marine trades people from doing shorter term projects. So I think we should sunset it, keep an eye on it, and reinstate it in a form that the marine trades and the port staff and ourselves agree upon in the coming years if we should bring it back. And the if we should bring it back should be driven by how busy our boatyard is. If we feel like we need to bring people in, we need to incentivize their coming and hauling out here, that's when we should apply whatever discount we feel is appropriate, seasonal or otherwise. So.
And I don't think my arguments for seasonal rates have been understood. So Pete, I heard what you had to say, but I've made a lot of arguments for keeping seasonal rates.
Could you say
Roger,
those again?
Roger that, ma'am.
Do you want me to just do two words for each of my bullet points? Keeping seasonal rates? Because number one, we need customer service. Number two, long-term storage boats. Move them out of our work area. Number three, we need to keep our winning rates. They have been generating the highest revenue ever. Number four, we need to keep our client base. Number five, we need to consider boatyard expansion and jetty disruption. Number six, we need to consider the economic bubble that we are in. Number seven is the suggestions, potential responses to consider that's in our packet. And I'm advocating for CPI and an October through February work rate applied per haul out, not year after year. Number eight, once we make a decision, it would be great to have PTMTA give us a response.
So Pam, I heard all of your points and I listened. I'm just not sure how they directly apply to the seasonal rate. That's where I'm a little unclear. What cases we can point out of people who've taken advantage of that. And I understand that our bottom line's looking pretty good right now, but I think that is at the expense of customer service, because let me back up. Our staff can't serve all the people who want to be served, and maybe that can never happen. Maybe we'll always be running short of space and people to serve. But I feel like, of course, customer service is the bottom line for the, we need happy customers, we need happy staff, and it doesn't matter, seasonal rates aside, there's no lack of agreement between as any of us on that. What I'm just seeing is that these long-term seasonal discounts have created the inability to serve more customers and a lot of marine tradespeople who aren't happy. So I guess that's where I'm going with this. I don't disagree with any of your points. I just don't know how directly that relates to seasonal boatyard rates. That's my confusion or misunderstanding.
Commissioner Hankey, did you want to say anything? He turned his screen up. Okay.
Took a break. No, I'm here. I had to save a dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
no, I'm pretty much done with my comments. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I'm done with my comments.
So I think from our perspective, what we're hearing from the commission is that there's no further action necessary at this time. That there's a majority of the commission who's comfortable with the decision that was made to take the seasonal discount off the rate card, which means it will sunset. And it would rise again if we detect that that the lack of a discount will outprice people in the yard, and we're losing customers. We're not seeing our book of reservations being full, and you would want to hear about that so you could potentially institute a new discount in response to that market condition. And then separately, I think I'm hearing that there is a desire to look at competitive rates more broadly, which I see as a separate discussion from a discount, but just ensuring that our boatyard rates in general are in line and that we're adjusting appropriately. And we haven't really gotten into, the whole question of CPI is really a fall discussion, looking at the 2023 rate cards. And to me, it feels pretty early to be talking about that, because we really don't know what CPI is going to look like later in the year when we use that measure. And I know I'm optimistic, I imagine we all are, that it will be not 8% anymore, that it will be something more rational. But with that being said, Ben, your comment, Pete, on the the Edmunds discussion, you know, we haven't done a CPI plus since I've been here. We've done CPI or CPI minus, as we did this year for the Boathaven mortgage tenants, or all mortgage tenants. So, I do think the commission will want to be thinking about, particularly as we experience cost increase, and in the capital realm, we're massive cost increase, and how do we address that? And I'm not advocating for big price increases. I think we do need stability. It's just these are uncertain times.
I appreciate that, Aaron. I think it's a great conversation to have because, an 8.5% CPI, and it is fairly common in ports. I did not know that we were not charging plus one. I thought we've been on plus one for the last several years. And as we've seen that interest rate creep up, the plus one really does hit us hard. In my comments today, I really do want to see us make sure that we're in alignment. And there, I did notice when we were talking about this at the last workshop that when you kind of adjusted our rates to the method used by other ports, there were some discrepancies. And I would really, we can change rates anytime we want as a commission. So we're not tied to just the rate card once a year. And if we feel that we need to bring those rates more in alignment with other ports, then let's do it. I don't care. I think it's great. So no, there's nothing to lose there.
So I have a question and a comment. The question is, when would we have an official vote on allowing this to sunset, or is there a vote in the mix here?
Well, there's no vote necessary. The Port Commission removed the discount when it adopted the 2022 rate cards last fall. So in this instance, no action is direction to maintain the course. No vote in the negative, essentially. A motion to not do something is not as unnecessary. So there really is a consensus that we're looking for.
And do we have then still an opportunity to hear clearly from the Marine Trades, our Port Townsend Marine Trades Association, in conversation or comments, preferably written comments, if there is an upset about this, so that we could revisit this topic, which I know we're tired of, but we need to be responsible about. So what I'm wondering is, Pam, if that would honor this collaborative desire, as stated in the 2018 mortgage rate discussion that happened then, that the Port Townsend Marine Trades Association be able to just have a look and input thoroughly. As Pete said, there have been opportunities because it's known that we're discussing this, but if we're making a decision to not do anything and it sunsets, if there's a period of time, say before the next port meeting, to hear back from the Marine Trades Association, if there's a big, strong, no, don't do that, please don't do that, then I'm, as a commissioner, would be willing to revisit one more time, the adjustment perhaps of seasonal yard rates or the keeping them. Because as I understand it, Aaron, we need to get this, if we're gonna do it, marketed. If we're not going to do it, we're just going to let it go. And I'm ready to let it go, but not in the face of public outcry, if there is such a thing.
In response to your question, I'll just read the minutes from May 23rd, 2018, because that is the current board, PTMTA board's understanding, and maybe we're all interpreting this wrong, or maybe I am, maybe the Marine Trades is, but in the minutes, it said a joint recommendation, joint, for a modified rate structure, and the director at that time recognized Chris Brignoli, Mark Byrne, and Sean LaPetito in the audience, who were the lead on this study, and port staff, which there was three of them listed. An extended port staff extended their gratitude for their collaboration in the development of the yard rate structure. Staff and the port task force and the PTMTA worked on it together to improve the performance of the yard. He thanked everyone for their efforts. Commissioner Hanke moved to accept the rate structure as presented with modifications. That any, now listen to this, to just, because this is the part I'm trying to understand. Any rate changes other than the annual CPI plus 1% would require 60 days notice to PTMTA and the Port Commission and would require commission approval. Commissioner Tucker seconded the motion. Motion carried by unanimous vote. So that's PTMTA's current understanding, and they were hoping that if we change the rates, that they would have 60 days to respond if it was anything different. And I'll just leave it at that. I don't know what else to say. Mm-hmm. They were hoping to have this. Go ahead.
Well, I'll just make one comment, and that is that by allowing the we actually did change the rates in the fall of 2021 by not including the discount rate on the rate card. So that was actually the point in time when we enacted what we did. And there's kind of semantics involved here in terms of the seasonal rates. By not enacting them on the rate card, we allowed them and already have allowed them to sunset. So I guess that's my only point that, you know, my second point was going to be at the time I remember that whole situation. It was, I thought, a great collaborative effort to bring in Mark and Chris, and who was the third person on that list?
Sean LaPetito.
Oh yeah, Sean LaPetito, absolutely. So, you know, and those guys, they did work great, and they did make a great case, and it did work, and it did fill the yard, and the yard is full. And so I would just say it did what it did. We've already, many months ago, went with the 2022 rate card. And again, we can change rates whenever we want. There's nothing that holds the commission down to an annual rate event. So I think that's a good thing to remember, that we have that capability and power when we need to exercise it.
So Pam, in that, or Pete, do you remember, was there some sort of mechanism by which we would communicate with the PTMTA to give them a 60-day notice, so to speak, this is a little awkward in the sense that it's sunsetted and we're not like really making a policy that we could send to them for review. But I mean, how is this really supposed to work? Has it worked already because the staff has reviewed the comments that came in from the PTMTA related to this discussion earlier? Or are you feeling, Pam, that we need to reach out again directly to PTMTA and say, hey, this is sunsetted. The commission may wish to continue its being sunsetted and not put it into our marketing plan? Are there comments? I mean, how do we do this if we're going to communicate with PTMTA, as we've said in that meeting in 2018 that we would do?
Can I ask a quick question? So staff, didn't we have these discussions last summer when we were moving towards adopting the rate card as we moved into budget season in the fall?
We did, and there was a specific additional meeting scheduled with a call to Marine Trades to come talk about the seasonal discount as part of that process at that time. And I know, you know, I attended the PTMTA meeting in March, and this was talked about. I think it really goes back to, I think it was a comment you, Commissioner Hossie, made, which is it doesn't feel like there's a consensus amongst the trades. Because I know I've certainly heard a variety of points out in the boatyard talking to folks, and I have not heard a consistent message.
I think that there's certain people who are extremely vocal, and there's a lot that you may not hear from that are not as vocal that would say differently. So I'm just trying to interpret this literally, what it says, what the motion was in 2018. I mean, we can do anything that we want, of course, now, but I just want to try to do things in a collaborative way, in as collaborative way as we can. And I do not think the PTMTA has an understanding that they have been invited to the table to based upon this on a rate change. We were going to keep going along, and we've just been in discussion.
So I just got to say, I'm confused.
Not sure.
Didn't Aaron just say we had a special meeting with PTMTA last year about the rate discount?
It wasn't specifically PTMTA. It was a call to the trades to show up at the meeting. So I mean, I guess I probably feel like I have to voice some frustration. We've had, you know, you've had, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 meetings on this topic, and you know, how is it that we're supposed to engage if they aren't like the way this should work is they come to the meetings and jump in,
right?
And they're not secret. I mean, we're talking about it. We, you know, you had a meeting last month, and the commission seemed to have a consensus, and there was a desire to have another meeting, and here we are, another meeting, but they're not here. So I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm just, how do we draw them in?
I would schedule a meeting after work hours specifically for this topic. After work hours, I would find out from PTMTA, put it on the schedule, and do it like we did the task force. We did this outside of court meetings. So that's my.
Well, I have really to say, okay. So I have to say, with all respect to you, Commissioner Petronic, it, you know, I. In the last 18 months, I have not had one comment from, you know, I was talking with Dave Griswold the other day on Sunday outside my mom's house. And, you know, no one has expressed anything but frustration over these rates and the fact that they can't get folks out of the water and into the yard to work on them. And, you know, I certainly don't want to spend more time on this because I certainly haven't heard from any PTMTA member that they want these rates to continue. And I think we're doing everyone a disservice to keep going around and around and around the horn on this. Yeah, I mean, we've got, this is the second workshop we have done on this. And I always feel that workshops are pretty valuable time, pretty finite material, and I think we have given this issue a huge amount of time, and I'd like to see us move on.
I concur with Pete's sentiments in all the discussions that I've had every other week, meeting with various PTMTA members in an advisory capacity, and no one's been a proponent or spoken those words for the seasonal rates. And the frustration is the thing that feels overarching to me in terms of not being able to get your boat hauled out or for someone to have that work available. So I would prefer to see this sunsetted, keep an eye on it, do the deeper dive into competitive yard rates, which will be getting ahead of the next seasonal rate card that we have to produce, and just again keep an eye on it. And if we feel like, boy, we should reinstate that seasonal yard rate, then that's an opportunity for a task force meeting with the PTMTA and go, okay, what is this? How's this going to work? How's this going to work for our customer service staff? How's this going to work for the marine trades? And think it out a little bit more thoroughly in light of the current economic situation at the time that we're looking at reinstituting it. So I'm ready to sunset it. And I think if there really is an upset, we'll hear from the PTMTA, because they have had ample time, I believe, to communicate with us individually and at meetings. And it doesn't seem to be a big concern or issue for them.
Is there any other discussion? Does anyone else have any comments? I think it goes back, then the conclusion of this workshop is what Aaron had concluded before, that no vote is necessary, no action. We'll continue to just sunset the seasonal rates as it had already been established, and that we are looking at adjusting our regular rates to competitive rates. So our daily rate to make sure we're competitive, which would mean doing a
rate study. I think all I would offer is that as you head into the budget process later this year, we'll come prepared with information from other ports. Well, I think the issue that was raised by Commissioner Hanke at the last workshop is one that we will definitely endeavor to reflect in the proposed rate structure for 23, which is to express the rate in the same fashion that other ports are using, which is on a per month basis rather than a per foot per month basis, which adds some confusion. So, obviously we'll have the CPI numbers to inform the discussion at that time as well. So we'll look forward to having that discussion with you later this year.
Thank you. Well, if there's no further discussion, then that concludes our workshop. It is 10:28, and we will see everyone back here at 1 o'clock for our regular business meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.